Pearson, Frank Reich, Nick Foles. All three are backup quarterbacks who at one point or another were a part of a team that either went to or won the Super Bowl. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with looking at how the understanding of being a backup has helped the coaching staff's development of Foles.
I think so. I mean, I think so, knowing the pressure that's on you, knowing how you liked it, when how people treated you when you were in that situation, and usually the answer is that it's just, let's go to work. Let's not make a bigger deal out of this than it is. We got confidence and belief in each other. You're here for a reason. We're here for a reason. We all believe in each other, so let's just go play ball.
The Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl for the third time in franchise history, but the first with Pearson as the head coach and Foles at quarterback. New England, meanwhile, is headed to the title game for the eighth time with the head coach-quarterback duo of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. It will especially be interesting for defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz, who was in Cleveland once upon a time as a personnel assistant when Belichick was the head coach.
Well, I think you'd have to put that challenge to playing the Patriots' offense. You know, no player stands on his own. Mentioned Gronkowski, Cooks, you know, Amendola has been mentioned, you know, Hogan, you know, White. I mean, there's Lewis. There's a million different guys in there. I mean, and I'm sure somebody will slight me or say something because I slighted somebody. But, you know, you can't just the NFL in general, but particularly the Patriots, you can't scheme for one player. If you do, then they have plenty of other players that can make plays. You have to do a good job against their entire offense, and you can't really make it about one person.
Have an immense amount of respect for him and his staff and what he's done and what they've accomplished. We all know how hard that is. But this is the, you know, we respect everybody. We don't fear anybody. We like our players. We like our staff and what we're going to and how we're going to game plan as well. So we look forward to the challenge.
25. That's how many players who are on the Eagles active roster who were signed or acquired in 2017. And a lot of those players had key roles in Sunday's win over Minnesota, including Jay Ajayi, LeGarrette Blount, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, Nick Foles, Chris Long, Derek Barnett, Patrick Robinson. The list goes on and on. The coaches explain the challenges of having to incorporate so many new players.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that because I didn't really feel like we have that many new guys. And I think that is a credit to the players that you transition quickly. It's no secret that we're not, we're not brain surgery on defense. I think that helps a little bit. The current players do a really good job of indoctrinating the new players and helping them along with their communication. Some of the additions we've made have been veteran players that have been through a lot of the same things, and it's not just a matter of learning, it's a matter of just picking up new terminology. Most of the techniques have been played before. I think being able to get up to, I've never really felt that we were a work in progress, so to speak. I never really felt like there was a time, you know, maybe after OTAs that our players didn't have command of what we did. And I think that's a great compliment to the players. It's a hard working bunch, not only physically, but also mentally. And that's shown.
It's adapting. You know, it's you're not so much scaling back as you are adapting and getting the new parts and trying to figure out emphasizing one thing more than another. So that is an ongoing process that you have to adapt to each week.
Live coverage from the NovaCare Complex kicks off Wednesday at 1:15 p.m. with press conferences featuring quarterback Nick Foles and a slew of other players. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.